The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thank y'all for tuning into Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Big shout out to Nobles Networking, Williams Tire, all the folks over at Red Circle. Thank y'all for putting some change in my pocket. All the corporate sponsors that go along with the show. It's still weird when I hear DraftKings and State Farm and all this stuff sponsoring my show. It just don't make no damn sense. And I'm just grateful. Just very grateful for all of y'all. On July 4th special, we had a beautiful lady who's not had the easiest of past on our show. And people have asked me to have her back on. I wanted her back on, and she has been nice enough to come bullshit with me for a little bit and tell more of her story, which we all need to hear. And this lady's just awesome. I want to introduce y'all once again to Miss Brittany Jacobs. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing good. Doing good. Glad to be up here with you.
You were not proper at all when we were just talking before this. Now I feel like you done got all shy on me.
It'll fade.
Yeah, let the shyness go right out the window, darling. Well, just remind folks real fast, in case they didn't hear the July 4th special, remind folks who you are real fast.
My name is Brittany Jacobs. My husband was USMC Sergeant Christopher Jacobs. He was killed in 2011 in a training accident. He'd been in Iraq 3 times, Afghanistan twice. We had a little boy that was 8 months old at the time. And that sweet little boy got a lot of people know him from President Trump getting to meet the president at Arlington and taking him to visit his daddy's grave. So that's me. And that's a really short story.
It's okay. We'll get more into it. You know how many folks you made cry? You made at least 5,000 people cry the other day.
Oh, I was trying to. Unfortunately, I was trying to keep it together, but I can't always make that promise.
No, it is okay. We believe letting emotion out around here. We don't keep it in. One of my real good friends, he called me as soon as he got done listening to the show. And he's like, I want you to get in touch with her. And I want you to tell her that if they want to come to Georgia, we will fly them out to Georgia. And we will take them hunting, hog hunting and everything on this beautiful piece of property they got on this beautiful farm and all kind of stuff. They want to take Cody Wiggins. I love you, man. They offered to take you and your son hunting.
Okay, you got me crying again.
Well, I mean, it's for those who don't realize what it is, like Raising Grace Studios, I named my business after my daughter. My daughter's name's Gracie. So people get to see me raising grace, but also Raising Grace stands for somewhere between Raising Hell and Amazing Grace. And you get a whole lot of people that listen to my show are degenerate bastards just like I am. But every one of them seem to have a big heart. And I'm always surprised that when something like that happens. But you tell them what you were just telling me before when I'd kind of mentioned that about what you asked for last week.
You didn't tell me it in much detail, though.
I don't know. I know.
I had no idea this much.
Well, that's part of the fun part.
So me and my now I got to talk again. Whew. So me and my husband were very big. We grew up both hunting. We loved to fish. We'd go fish up at Big Bear. We used to joke around, you know, saying, you know, is Christian gonna be a daddy's boy or mama's boy? We'd fight over that playing, you know, and he'd always say, I can't wait to take him hunting and fishing. And I was like, oh no, honey, I'm going to go too. Like, I love to hunt and fish just as much as you do. I want to be on those first trips. Well, you know, God had other plans, and Christian loves to hunt. He loves to fish. He is definitely a tried and true country boy. And he's like his father and me. I was mentioning to you as well how the night before my husband was killed, I was up in the tree stand texting him. I even had a raccoon come up the tree right beside me that could touch my tree stand and about died. But that's another story. But yeah, so we're big into hunting and stuff. And I had even asked an organization recently, because my son's having a hard time. You know, there's things that I can do with him, but there's also things that he needs a guy to do with him. And I asked them if they knew of any type of, like, you know, big brother programs or like hunting and fishing things, and they didn't. But it was crazy how you just said that, because I just asked somebody about it a week ago. It just,
That ain't me. That's God. Like, I am not a good Christian, but I'm a Christian. And he don't make mistakes, you know?
Yeah.
My buddy told me that he had my buddy had surgery last Friday on his back, but he told me a couple days before that, he said, the next time I talk to you, to let you know that if y'all wanted to come down to Georgia and y'all wanted to go hog hunting, that his family has a massive, beautiful place. And we'd all take y'all hog hunting, which I can't hunt now. I ain't even going to pretend like I know what the hell I'm doing, but I can participate and drink beer and watch.
That'd be awesome. Christian, he's a really good shot. Although we went on, there's this local organization called the Dream Hunting and Fishing Program that we have that's local. A gentleman started it, and he takes kids that, like, are disabled or they lost their parent. Like, there's a lot of, you know, kids with leukemia that go with him, and he does little fishing trips, and they got a little hunt camp down the road, and it was super sweet because Christian went, I'm telling you, first morning and got a doe, the next day got a doe, or that night got a doe, and then the following day he had a buck in front of him, and he wanted to wear, every other time, my son did great, he didn't wear the little ear muff things.
Yeah.
And the last time he wanted to, and it was for around here, it was a gorgeous buck. My kid, I swear, I thought he was getting a little deer fever, buck fever. It was just so cute. Anywhere else, they'd be like, that's a baby. But here, I'm like, that was so cool. He shot a little too high, but we ended up getting it. But he's such a country boy, and he loves it. He'll sit out, he wants to fish every day, this child does.
How old is Christian?
Christian is 10 years old.
What else he like doing besides for that?
I'm going to be honest with you. The only thing, and you know, I've talked to people about it, and it's, you know, cause I feel bad. He doesn't find enjoyment personally in a lot of things, but yeah. Literally a fishing pole and fishing, he will do all day long and hunting. He does like, you know, plants and stuff, kind of like he has plants in his room. Crazy, I know. But he loves his Xbox, and I swear, I think the thing's the devil.
It is.
I would say his top two things he loves to do would be fishing and his Xbox, and then hunting would be right there close with it. He hasn't got to do a lot of hunting. We don't have a lot around here, and I can't. I had another little boy, so it made it hard for me to be able to, you know, do things a lot with him without him. And a little child hunting isn't always the greatest thing. But he's older now, so this year we are ready to rock it.
Nice. Where do y'all actually live?
I live in Carolina. I live in a small town called Hertford.
And north or south?
North.
Okay, cool.
Sorry, I just assumed that people know it. I swear my life, I feel like, is just...
I'm headed on Saturday to... I was fitting to invite you to something. I'm headed on Saturday to that guy I was telling you about a while ago, Lynn Wood. I'm headed to his actual, like, plantation in South Carolina on Saturday for there's a woman that you met the other day that's running for governor that was part of the show.
I love her.
Yeah, so me and her and a couple more people, we're going to Lynn's house, who's friends with Trump and all that good stuff, and we're going to hang out there for like this thing on Saturday. And if you would have said South Carolina, I was going to invite you.
Well, I can Google how far it is. It's just me and my oldest, though. Would it be inappropriate for Christian to come with me?
No.
Okay, well, then I can do it. Like,
I know Lynn would love to meet you.
I would love to meet him. I wonder if I've ever met him before, like, and didn't know it, because we go to, it's crazy. I had so many, not say connections, but in other words, connections and ways to talk to the president. And, you know, he had given us his contacts and stuff. And now that he's not in, you know, at the White House, it's like, they've kind of disappeared. The first lady's office has changed out, and I'm like so sad. Now Christian, when we went to the GOP convention in Carolina, he's like waving, hey, hoping he would see him. It was so cute. We just love the president.
You think you got a little politician on your hands?
Oh my goodness. Like he would joke around, people like say, like he got most likely to be a politician. That was his award in school this year. At the end of the year, you know, everyone gets awards. Yeah, that was my kid.
I don't think I've ever received a good one of those.
Yes, that is my boy.
That is awesome. No, I mean, I'll send you the information on it whenever we get done with this. And if I know that Lynn would love to meet you. Everybody there would. It's your story and your family story that makes so many of us passionate about what we're trying to do. And, you know, there's so many keyboard patriots out there, and there's so many people that say that they're fighting, or not fighting, but, you know, I hate using the word fighting because I don't know what it's like for combat. I don't have a single idea in this world. I am I'm gutless when it comes to that. I didn't have the balls to sign up for it. So I respect the men and women that have, but my mouth is the only tool I've got now. And trying to make a change and bringing change is because of people like y'all. When I sit here and I see you upset about things, about just taking you young and hunting, and then you got people out there bitching and moaning about things they shouldn't be fussing about. They don't know what struggle is. But, man, that people like you, in my mind, and I've said it time and time again, I think the people that ought to run this country are people that have actually served this country and their family members. Because they understand the pride it is to be an American and what it takes.
Yeah. Christian recently, like Christian has, holds things in. And we recently, I was talking to someone and he finally broke down and he was just, I'm telling you, I've never seen my son cry the way he cried. It was like a belly cry, not a cry that mama took my toys. And Christian, he always wants me close to him. He never wants me away. I can't do anything because he wants mama there. And it was crazy because he recently, like literally he was talking to someone and he finally, I mean, it's taken this kid 10 years. He finally just started belly crying and just grabbed me and held me and said, Mom, I'm scared to lose you like I lost Daddy. It broke my heart. And yeah, you know, some people, they think that, you know, hunting, fishing isn't a big thing. It is for some people who are just single moms and kids that are struggling and it's where their happiness is. That was definitely a hard time recently. That's why I'm in tears, because it was the first time my son has actually talked about it. It just broke my heart. I'll never forget, you know, when we left where we were at, I looked at him, I said, Billy, why didn't you ever tell mama that? And he goes, it's just easier to hold it in, mama. It's easier just hold it in and not talk about it. But I don't know. It's just, I know you say like hunting, fishing, and it's his happy place.
Every one of us has got that. And you tell that youngin' that he's fixing to have a whole lot more big brothers. I don't know about daddy figures or anything like that, but we fixing to adopt him. We fixing to adopt big him and you.
Are amazing.
Do what?
I said big brothers are amazing and he needs it. He definitely does. That's, yeah. He's the type of kid, you know, just a call, just a text, a card. I mean, he's a very loving child, but he's broken. It's sad.
You know, I just got goosebumps that you just said that word broken. Because tomorrow we do a meeting once a week here, and it's to just help build a support system for people who have mental health issues, depression, anxiety, stuff like that. We call it our still writing sessions because we're still telling our story, the people of us that have survived that. And anyway, we're talking about how broken's not bad tomorrow. We're talking about how just because you're broken, things that are broken are things that just wasn't working. That's all it is. And sometimes it takes things being broken for you to start over and get back on the right path, and to where You know, sometimes a broken foundation, you just got to sweep it away and start over fresh. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to be a broken person.
Yeah, but I think him recognizing that he's hurt because of it, I think it being able to talk to me and just open up to me, and, you know, I think that's important. Instead of always bottling it in, him being able to realize that that's where his, you know, hurt and, you know, anger stems from, is that I think it was important for my son to, you know, be able to talk to me about it. And I told him, you know, when he said that, I held him and I was in tears at that point too. And I looked at him, I said, son, your daddy, he would have never wanted to leave you. He wouldn't have. There's nothing more. I mean, I have a text message where he said he would die for his son, you know, and he was talking about his patriotism in the text. I haven't read it lately, but it was talking about his patriotism with love of country, and he would do anything for his child because he loved him that much. Like, his dad, I'm telling you, he was the poster child for, you know, America, the Marine Corps. Like, he was so moto. So this kid's just got it running through his veins. It's crazy.
Well, a lot of people don't understand that the fact that they're the men and women that served this country, they're not serving the country because of that flag, or they're not serving that country because of people they don't know. They're serving it because of their loved ones. And they know if they don't stand up and fight for their loved ones, that no one's going to. I mean, that's what makes people that are in the military so damn special.
Mm-hmm. They take it personal. It's extremely personal for them. You know, it's not just the country, the love of country. It, you know, it's the love of their family, their friends, their babies. They want their kids to, you know, grow up in a world that's, you know, they have, you know, freedom and rights. And, you know, it just keeps them going.
I made the mistake the other day of watching this movie on Amazon that just came out. It's called The Tomorrow War. And anyway, there's a line in this movie that made, I'm a tender son of a bitch. Like, I'm a cry baby. Like, I cry. Like, I can't help it. And there's a line in this movie to where it says, I'm not trying to save the whole world. I'm just trying to save my daughter. But if it means saving the whole world means I saved my daughter, then that's what I'm going to do. And I'm telling you, like, my fat ass is just got tears coming down everywhere, because that's how I view, like, my girl. My Gracie will be 10 this year, and she's in the back room, like, sleeping right now. She doesn't understand, like, some of that stuff yet. But do what?
So is mine. He's still asleep. Late night Xbox and TV, watching it, falling asleep to me.
Oh, no, ours is, Gracie is, what's that stupid-ass game? Roblox. Is it Roblox?
Minecraft, too, probably.
God, I hate that shit. I don't understand it. I am an 87, baby. And our games were stupid. I like Mario still. I mean, that's how simple.
I love Mario and Luigi. And there was one called Leapfrog on an Atari. That was.
I don't remember the Atari.
Okay, hold on. How old are you?
I'll be 34 in September.
Oh, I'm 35. But no, I don't know. How do I know? Maybe I just had, like, older family members. I don't know. And I'd play their stuff.
We were poor. Like, poor, poor. We were lucky just to get a Nintendo about 6 years after it came out.
Hey. But you love that Nintendo, so that's what matters.
Hey, that's all. Hey, look, I think me growing up poor was one of the best things it could have been. I wish in a way to where a child and a parent didn't have to struggle. I wish more kids grew up poor. I wish more people grew up and had to learn the value of a dollar, and also had to learn, like, other attributes that you need your whole life. You know, just, that's why I'm so big into kids playing sports and other things like that. Cause there's so many things you get to learn by doing things like that you're just not going to learn another way in life.
Too bad fishing's not a sport in school. My kid would be like, boom, there.
I'm pretty sure in some states it probably is.
It's not. And, you know, he actually agreed he wants to play ball again. But I think he doesn't like baseball as much. I think it's because, you know, he sees all the kids out there that are good. I go out there with my kid and I throw ball, but he knows it all. And mom, I'm like, okay.
You bring that young man down here to Josh Terry softball camp, and I got him. I coach Gracie's softball team. And you bring him down here, we'll get him right.
My goodness. I think that's what it is, though, because he sees so many kids that are really good. And you can tell the kids that have parents that work with them a lot, you know, and they have, they're really big into it because, man, they're the bomb. I mean, I get it. He'll get there.
Well, hey, just remind him every time he's feeling, just every time he's down on himself when it comes to sport, just remind him that Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player of all time, did not make his high school team.
I did not know that.
His first 2 years in high school, he did not make his – or at least his freshman year. But I think it was his first 2 years. Did not make his high school team. But he had to work. He had to bust his ass. He thought he was just going to get a bye on his ability, and he had no work ethic. And then he became a stone-cold killer and the greatest of all time.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah, I've talked to some people that, you know, do ball, like, I guess, more professionally. And they say that a kid – you know, don't worry. A kid really doesn't reach their, not worry. I'm not worried, but don't, you know, let him be so hard on himself. Cause now it's, you know, it's not his potential. He's got to get a little bit older. So, and I tell him, it'll happen, buddy. You'll get there. Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. At that age, you're just awkward, and it's not, you just don't, unless somebody's been force feeding it down your throat.
Like a dad or mom.
Yeah. Like, You got to let your kid develop naturally with sports. My daughter's a beast, but I don't push her. I'm not a pain. I don't, like, when it's us practicing and she wants to go hard, and I know how to pull back sometimes and I know how to push sometimes, I want her to just to enjoy the sport right now. She's got plenty of time to get good at the sport. But now's just where she needs to learn the joy.
My youngest played t-ball this year, and it was hilarious because that kid is like, boom, he's first, like, charging that ball, getting it. I'm like, woo! So I got a fisherman, and I got a baseball player on my hands.
That is how every boy in South Georgia is raised right here. We either got a bat or a fishing pole in our hands.
Well, mama's doing it right, okay? That's one thing his daddy never had to worry about.
Well, you said y'all are in North Carolina. How far are y'all from where I go gamble at? Cherokee.
I want to say Cherokee's like 8 hours. Like Boone, I think it's like 8 hours.
Like,
I'm literally in the northeastern tip of North Carolina.
Okay.
Like, I'm by Nag's Head, the beach, right near like an hour from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Okay. Like, yeah, I'm like right in the top right hand. So that's over like west side of Carolina, right? So
yeah, I've never been up that way.
Yeah. Matter of fact, growing up as a little girl, that was our vacation, going to like Grandfather Mountain, and we go to Boone and stuff like that. I told the boys, I said, you know, one day when I have someone who will go with me, I want to take them whitewater rafting. We used to always go on the Nantahala, but I'm terrified to go alone with my kids. That wouldn't go well.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I think I would sink. Yeah, I think I'd sink in a heartbeat if I got flipped off.
Brackets.
I'm a fat ass though. I feel like I'm weighing it down.
Yeah. Old buddy, old pal, whenever you want to go on that Nantahala, we can meet up there. As long as I'm not alone on that raft, we are good to go. I can't wait to take him. That's a childhood memory I had.
I usually like my boats to go so smooth that I can drink a beer while I'm on it. So I don't know how good that one's going to work for me.
You might want to bring one with like a top on it and a straw. Sticking the camera back.
I really wish I could go do stuff on water without thinking automatically I needed a beer.
I'm a mom. I've not drank anything. And so
but that's good.
I won't do anything. I won't even drive a car after I've had a glass of wine. I don't do anything.
But that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. That's how mom should be.
Absolutely. I have got complete mother mentality. I'm a lifelong.
Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. What are some of the things, I guess, that like, what, I don't know how to, what are some of the things that y'all do to still honor your husband?
So we have, it is a yearly tradition that we go to Arlington. And we go for a lot of, Christian sometimes wants to go there to spend his birthday with his dad. He wants to go on his daddy's birthday a lot of times. We go every Memorial Day. We have not missed a Memorial Day yet. since he passed away. A lot of people may recognize us from, there was a picture that someone took in 2012. That's the first time I saw my husband's headstone. My little boy could barely walk. He would walk and then he'd stumble. And I never forget it. It was different because there was a lot of people there that day at Arlington. And I was sitting there with my son. We were just, you know, playing with him. And finally, I asked my friend, she took him, and I had just, there's so many people that I was holding it in. Finally, I just like got in my mentality. I said, I don't care who's around me. I was like, I'm in my own world. It is my husband. I lost it. I was crying. It was the first time I saw it in stone. And it really did. It hit you when you see that. And I never forget, someone took a picture that day because my son came back up to me and literally wrapped his arms around me and kissed, like held my face and kissed my forehead. On the way home that day, someone contacted me like, you know, Brittany, you're everywhere. Like, there's a picture of you and Christian everywhere. That picture ended up being on the Wall Street Journal. And it has been, people have made memes out of it for Memorial Day. It's just been something that's really been powerful. I've been asked to speak places because people have seen it. And I've always said that picture, you know, it was hard to see it then. And I was unsure about it. I felt uncomfortable. But now looking back, it explains, it's a powerful photo. It shows what the life is like at that time, you know, with the baby and my kid just comforting me. But so many people know us by that picture. And then we've always made our tradition to go see Chris every year on Memorial Day. We go more often. We go sometimes Christmas to lay the wreaths down. Anytime there's like veteran, you know, things here, like.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At our town, at the courthouse, would go there. I've sang, you know, at a bunch of events, honoring the military.
Did you say you sang?
I do like politics. Yes, that's what I was going to ask you about. Like, I have always had a dream that I wanted to do like a video it'd be like at Arlington, you know, maybe me and my son just kind of like, I just had this vision of like flowing dress with my child and then having pictures of like flashbacks through the years of his, you know, visits there and doing a song. I want to write a song. I have always been, you know, big into singing and I'm country, obviously, but I've always wanted to write a song and have it recorded and have it just as like something for us to look back as something to honor my husband and sing it.
I'm going to tell you how crazy God is right now. There is literally a guy who's been on my show. His name's Jesse Wayne Taylor. Jesse Wayne writes with veterans with this group that it is called Creative Vets. They have like one thing that they've put out already to where these songwriters from Nashville get together with veterans or their family members, and they write songs based off of their experience. It's called Creative Vets. Whenever we get done with this, I will call Jesse Wayne, and I know Dustin Heron and Lee Tucker they're very good songwriters in Nashville, would absolutely love to sit down with you and do that.
I would love it. I want something personal, you know, to make it our song, but also, and you know, every widow can relate to a lot of our story. You know, I always say that because every year Christian's been photographed. I mean, I just say, my husband used to always say, go big or go home. Matter of fact, the president even asked me, he said, what do you think your husband would say about this? I said, sir, my husband always said, go big or go home. He said, so he decides to meet the president. So it was funny. Like, I always have said, you know, I felt like, you know, like Chris has had a piece in all of this, because I would say that we're probably the most photographed, you know, over the last 10 years or 9 years, widow and child. Like, so it's like I've been blessed with a platform to help carry on my husband's, you know, legacy, his memory, his name. But at the same time, it puts a face to what so many people go through.
Yeah.
I'm just one of so many. I'm not alone. But the song would just be something that, you know, others can relate to, and it shares the story, and it gives people like you or people that aren't in our shoes, you know, eyes to see it, what it's like.
I think, I love how passionate you are, to be honest with you. I love it. I think you got the song title right there with Go Big or Go Home.
He always loved it. He did. He always said that. But yeah, I met my husband in 2008 and we were married in 2009. Do you know, I hear all these people talking about, like, on social media, TikTok, and they're like, you know, talking about getting married and all that stuff soon. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I was married to my husband. We met in 2008. In January, we set our wedding date July 4th. That's how moto and like patriotic we were before we even like said, I do. My colors at my wedding were red, white, and blue.
They better have been.
Yes. We had a huge Marine Corps flag at the reception on the wall. It was awesome. All the guys in their dress blues. My bridesmaids wore red. Go figure.
The dress blues every single time. I don't care where I see it at. It's like punching in my heart every time I see dress blues. I don't know why.
It's so, I couldn't even look at them for years. But to me, it's just, there is nothing. It's just, I don't know, a man in dress blues. Whoo, Lord.
there's a song that you probably don't need to listen to unless you're in a really good mood. But do you know who Jason Isbell is?
You know, I'm a person that if he sings, it's the song I know. Right.
Have you ever heard the song that Morgan Wallen made so big? I'm guessing you know who Morgan Wallen is.
Yes.
Okay. You ever heard the song that he did, Cover Me Up?
Can you sing a piece for me?
Absolutely not.
Come on now.
I'm not a chance in hell. Anyway, Jason Isbell wrote that song, but Morgan Wallen made it famous. But Jason Isbell has a version of the song. It's if you go look at the actual video of Cover Me Up, you're gonna love it. It's liable to make you cry a little bit. But the guy who originally wrote the song, he also wrote this song called Dress Blues. So you should definitely, I'll text it to you whenever we get off here, but it's Jason Isbell, Dress Blues. And just be prepared. You might need a glass of wine, but it's beautiful. I'm one of those though, because like I told you, I'm tenderhearted. I'm a crybaby. Like, I like listening to stuff like that because you can just feel the passion and the heart in it, and it gets me every time.
I'm sure I'll have my tissues.
I hate to say it, but I feel like you probably have to keep like a steady box of Kleenex around you, don't you?
No, but when I talk it, like when I talk about my son, you can just hang it up. Okay. Cause it's so real. And it is such a big part of my life right now. That is a, you know, something that it's not a struggle, but it's real. It is so real right now. Cause I see him struggling about it. So that, as a mom, you want to protect your kid from any and everything in the world. You want to give them everything in the world. I can't protect him from this. I can't give him that. And it is hard. So yes, as a mom, that is where I break down. I can't, anything to do with that, my son, and, you know, sometimes I can talk about my husband and certain things, but sometimes I can't. So yeah, I mean, I keep tissues, toilet paper, paper towels. I mean, I got it covered. I even use my dress here.
You are way tougher than I'd be, dude. You are way, way tougher than I would be.
Whew. Sometimes I don't feel it, but looking back, I'm like, yeah, I was strong.
You're a badass. I don't think I don't think you realize it, but you're a badass. You're an inspiration to people.
It was tough. Like, some of this, like, we have memories, like, you know, taking Christian. Did I tell you about we took him on me and my husband, we had talked about trick-or-treating, and we ended up taking my son. I had him in a little monkey costume.
You hadn't told me this.
I didn't?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So this is after my husband died. This is, I ain't gonna tell y'all that, because y'all be like, she is crazy.
We like crazy around here.
I'll never forget when my husband died. So I knew someone, well, I'm not going to say it. Let's just say, but I did, after my husband died, I did get the church. They let me stay the night at the church with him one night. I sat there, my baby in the playpen, and I just slept on the pew. And, but then we did take him Easter. I took my son, not Easter, sorry, Halloween. I took my son Halloween to go visit his daddy at the funeral home. We were supposed to be trick-or-treating. And we had made plans about it, and I took him there. And I'll never forget my son playing with the buttons on his daddy's uniform. Oh. He picked up the gold buttons and stuff. And that's kind of like one of the things I'll never forget, seeing him do that. And it was crazy. But that's one of my stories that I hold dear. Oh, and my husband, oh my goodness, he gave me one of the greatest gifts, not just my child. But I had talked to my husband that morning before he went out in the field for the field op. He got killed in a training accident, for those that don't know the whole story. And he was actually supposed to be picking me up at the airport on Friday. He went out in the training field, I believe it was Monday. And later on that night, he sent me a text message and said, "Sweet dreams and I love you guys." And I text him back, "I love you too, baby." Approximately an hour after my husband sent me that message, he was killed. The next morning, Christian was just a cooing. So I woke up and I let him record it on the voicemail. I didn't know at the time his daddy would have never get to hear that. He was killed the night prior, but you know, Chris gave me so many great gifts. He gave me a sweet boy. He gave me that text message. Man, I hold that text message dear. You just don't understand having something like that that was so recent, and it's something that's just like irreplaceable with him. That's a couple of my sappy memories.
I'm just taken back by you, and like it is very rare in my life. If you knew any of the women I've ever dated, it's very hard for me to be speechless. It's just very hard for me to damn not know the next words that are coming. Like, that's what I'm always thinking is, what's the next smart thing you can say? What's the next good thing you can say? I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, if you don't realize how strong you are, you have got a mission that I don't know exactly what your mission is going to be yet, but you are getting primed to help a whole lot of people if you haven't already.
It's a story. You know, and everyone who hears our story, they hear about my husband. And, you know, it's part of it. It's keeping his memory alive, and people aren't alone out there. People struggle with a lot of things. This is just one of my little bumps in the road, a big one, a mountain in the road, but it's made me who I am. And it's given me this beautiful boy that's upstairs still sleeping that I'm gonna have to wake up. And I joke around too. I always tell people, I said, God, he never wanted me to forget him. So he gave me Christian, and boy, is he giving me it.
We're going to have to line Christian up a whole lot of big brothers.
I'm going to need that. Like anybody, if you're in Carolina, Virginia, willing to fly, travel.
I know y'all about to become family. Y'all about to become family and enjoy Georgia. We're going to take y'all hunting, fishing, whatever we can do, whatever we can do.
He's a sweet boy. He really is. And he loves someone spending time with him. He does.
Yeah.
Especially in the outdoors. That kid, I'm telling you.
Is he nerdy at all?
Christian, nerdy. I don't really say. I mean, he's not.
The reason I ask is I'm nerdy.
He's not sportsy. Let's just say that.
Okay. Well,
he's got a big heart. He has a big heart. But he knows it all. He's his dad's child. He's very strong-willed, very strong personality, but he has this very soft, tender, loving side to him. And I'm telling you, I imagine that if his dad was here, they'd be probably going outside just sitting at a pond or in the boat fishing all day, and that kid would be the happiest kid in the world. My brother, matter of fact, the other day, he says, we've really gotten really close with my older brother. He actually lost a child, which me and my husband were really close with. And we named my son Christian after him. And it's kind of crazy. I always tell him, I said, you know, you lost your son, my son lost his dad. So Christian says, Uncle Brandon can be kind of like my daddy that I don't have. And he sits there with that kid and fishes with him. Like, they'll sit outside for hours at his house, fishing in the pond behind his house. And he loves it. That kid will sit there all day long if you'll let him and fish with you.
That's awesome. The reason why I asked, was he nerdy, is I'm nerdy. I'm into like Marvel and comic books and all this type of stuff. And I didn't know like if he was into any of that stuff.
He's gotten really big into like galaxy astronomy. Like he likes, like he wants his room done like the solar system.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he likes that. He likes plants. Like, what was it for Easter? I didn't go buy him a bunch of candy because Jesus knows we don't need candy in this house. So I went and I got him plants. The lady at Walmart that worked there was laughing at me because I had a cart full of plants. I mean, I did get my kids some candy. Don't get me wrong. But I tried to buy, you know, stuff that he would like that wasn't just sugar.
Nice. Okay. We give Gracie melatonin candy all the time. It's a trick. I tell you, my daughter, whether she's at my house or her mother's house, she's about to be 10, but she's going on 18 easy. And she's then gifted. She's an athlete, but she's also a smart ass. And
I got one of them.
She's me. So like she says stuff. And when she says stuff, like half of me is like, I'm finna kick your ass. But then it's like, and I'm like, that's a good burn. Like it is. It's very hard for me to parent her. But I have tricked her several times with melatonin.
Christian, I say you just got roasted.
So like, did G.
Where did it come from?
G says the same thing, or she'll go burn.
I'm like, where does this come from? I feel like he's getting to the age where he'll, like, you can kind of joke with him and get tickled about it. Because it's like, did he just say that? A good one, son.
What does he think about, like, y'all's pictures and stuff being spread everywhere all over social media?
So Christian he doesn't mind it at all. Like, you should have saw him with people when he met the president. Oh, my goodness. And people here were just like, I mean, not trying to be, like, how do you explain it? After a while, it was no big deal in this town because they're like, yeah, they always meet him. But, you know, in the beginning, people were like, so how was it meeting him? And Christian's like, yeah, that's my buddy.
Oh, I love your kid.
Yes. He had he was so young. He did not understand that this man is like the leader of the free world. He was just a child that was telling this man that about his daddy, and he knew that obviously over time that he was really important, but he didn't get it. He was just like, this is an awesome person who's talking to me about my daddy. I love him. And the president called him his buddy, so he called him his buddy. You know, he built a great relationship with, you know, President Trump. I mean, he really did. Like, that's a bond that will always be there, and that it's just been, it's been such a blessing.
You know what's going to happen when this episode comes out in a little bit? There's going to be a massive amount of people that's like, hey, ask her to come back on in a few weeks and see if Christian wants to get on there and talk.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I want him to talk. This is the kid on national TV. Okay, let me tell all your followers this because they're going to die. So Christian would sit there, and the one time he told me he didn't want to wear he didn't always wear his uniform, but he'd wear it on Memorial Day. And one time he wanted to wear it on Christmas. But one year I didn't bring it with me because I asked him, and he said, no, Mom, I don't want to wear it. I said, okay, I left it home. I get there the morning we're getting ready. He goes, where's my outfit, Mama? I said, I didn't bring it. Cause he wears this cute Marine uniform for y'all that don't know it. It's a replica of his father's. Long story short, I didn't bring it. He got mad at me because I didn't bring his uniform. Well, Mom, you knew I would want to wear it, but son, you said you didn't want to, so I didn't bring it. So then on national TV on Fox News, we're up there and he told everyone that he did something that I made him wear. And he turns his eyes as he says it with this just poop eating grin. And everybody who knows Christian knew what he was doing, trying to embarrass his mama. On national TV, when he wanted to go meet I said, that's the president, he's very important. And he asked, could he go talk to him about his daddy? And I said, sure. What does Christian tell the people? What made you go talk to the president? My mama made me. on Fox News. I'm sitting here like, I made you? Like, how can I make you do that? Like, there's no way I could have made that happen. But Christian will embarrass you. I'm telling you.
Now it has to happen.
Oh my goodness. Like, you will get so tickled. Except now I think it'll be worse because he's older. Like, he'll be over here like belly laughing. What can I say? Yeah, you'll love him. He's awesome. He really is.
I can't wait to meet him. We're all gonna have to come friends and family. And I don't believe that stuff happens for no reason. I believe people cross each other's paths because they're supposed to. And if me and my degenerate friends can bring any happiness to y'all whatsoever, then I believe that I'm doing what I'm supposed to.
Absolutely. I'm trying to look at something real quick. Is you talking?
What you looking for?
I was trying to, my phone is being so bad. So I have a page on my Facebook for my husband. If people ever want to see more about our story, it's just a Facebook page. But I had done one in the beginning, so I don't want to tell you the wrong one. If people ever want to come and just follow our story, follow pictures that come up, nothing crazy.
Yeah, we're going to make sure before you get up. We're going to make sure for you guys that you post all your social media stuff.
God doesn't want me to do it because every time I go to click it on Facebook, it just turns my phone off. It does. Look at this. It's crazy. Look, I can't do it.
That's definitely not God. That's like China.
The devil. Go somewhere.
That is what that is right now. But no.
I didn't want to tell you the wrong one. I had made one in the beginning and I never used it and I get it mixed up.
No, that's fine. We got time. I'll wait on you to turn your phone back on. We'll be okay. Oh, you're good. I'm not in a rush.
I'm not. It's so quiet in my house. I don't know what to think right now.
I don't know what you got to do the rest of the day, but you know, we take our time.
Edit photographs for people and sunflower.
That's right. You have a photography business, don't you?
Yeah, I love doing it. I haven't really been too crazy big into, well, like business-wise doing it because, you know, being a single mom with my kids alone, but I get to do it now that they're getting older a lot more and I love it. It's so much fun taking. I love taking photos. I love it. It's fun.
So what do you do? Just portraits or weddings or what's like?
So I used to have I had a studio, but I got rid of it because I was mainly doing babies and like newborns and pregnancies and cake smashes. That was my big thing. Kids. I love kids. But then I noticed that, you know, around in my area, it was just as good just doing stuff outdoors and it was less overhead. And so that's what I do now. I did a cake smash yesterday and the day before I photographed a family with a newborn. And so I still get to do what I love and what I'm passionate about, but I just get to do it outside.
if somebody wanted to contact you about you taking their photos, how would they go about that?
Brittany Jacobs Photography on Facebook. I actually don't even have a website. We just do everything on Facebook.
That's the easiest way to do it.
It is. And you know, it keeps me busy as I need to be. And I love it. Well, so I did find it though.
There we go. And what is it, ma'am?
It's just, just remembering Sergeant SGT Christopher Jacobs. Simple. And that's on Facebook if they ever just want to follow him.
And what about your TikTok, Instagram, the rest of that good stuff?
Well, I don't have a public Instagram.
Okay.
And my Facebook is private, but I do have a TikTok and that's got a lot of our stuff up there. And I'm seriously contemplating about posting more. Y'all be proud of me. USMC Widow. That is me on TikTok.
I hate TikTok, but it is the best way to meet. Well, right now, until something better comes out, it is it's a necessary evil. I hate it. I hate it.
Oh, but you have such great TikToks. One of them I watched like 10 times and died. I'll be nice in watching it.
No, which one? Which one?
The one by your daughter being scarred.
Oh, the hemorrhoid one.
Yes, I died. I died. I died. I died.
Yeah, see, Gracie, like, Gracie's weird because, like, around here, a lot of people know me And they'll like want to come up, take pictures, like weird shit. She hates that side of it. But when it comes to actually like making content and anything, I don't know, her ass is all about it. So like, I was like, Gracie, I know that this just scared you and traumatized you, what you just saw, but can you reenact what just happened for me so I can make a funny video? And she was like, I hate you. Why would you make me do it? Like, she's just traumatized. Then I had to go, what I didn't put on the video, which I should have, was sitting down with my child and explaining to her what a hemorrhoid was and what a suppository was. I have never seen my child just more like looking at me like I was just the most disgusting thing on the planet ever. Like, she just looked at me like, ugh.
My kid. Oh, yeah. My kid used to, my youngest, he would go grab TMI. He'd go grab my tampons, the things and call them lightsabers. No, but like out of the box. Okay. But so now that we just took a left turn on this podcast, but everyone just spit out their coffee. The coffee just spewed across the room.
It did. You almost had me spit my Gatorade out everywhere. Oh, he loves Star Wars.
Yes.
Okay. He'll fit in fine with the rest of us then. He'll fit in fine. I'm a big Star Wars nerd.
We went from hemorrhoids to
I don't know. I'm scared to know what would be next, but luckily we'll have to wait till the next episode we do with you to find that out. Because I do want to have you back. And
we had to lighten the mood. It was too serious.
Yeah, exactly. Well, tampons and lightsabers are one way to get that took care of. it did go sideways. It's okay. I like sideways, to be honest with you. But anyway, we'll talk whenever this is over. But yeah, talk to little Mr. Christian and see if he wants to come on with you one time in the next few weeks.
Sweet boy. I'm sure he would love to. He would love to embarrass his mommy.
I think we all want to see him embarrass his mama.
I think he will. You know, he may surprise me. If I tell him I buy him a toy, or not a toy, but like a game, or give him an Xbox gift card, he probably would keep his composure.
Well, let me know whatever you're going to give him so I can match and double it so he does embarrass you.
Oh, let me tell you. And if he heard you say that, oh, he would be working it. I'm going to tell you the grin he would have on his face. He'd be like,
He sounds like Gracie. It's kind of scary. He sounds just like my Grace.
Yes, he is a trip. He's awesome.
Well, Miss Brittany, I very much appreciate you doing this. And, you know, I love your story. I hate the sad parts of it, but I love how strong you are, and I love what inspiration you are, and what a badass mom you are, and everything that you're doing. So I just appreciate you taking some time out of your day to spend with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, folks, thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. We'll catch y'all next time.